Chapter 1, Goal Setting. I want to ask you two questions. One, do you have a will? And two, do you have written goals for the next 1, 3, 5, and 10 years? If you answered yes to the first question, but no to the second, you're planning more for your death than you are while you're here. Think about it. I want to challenge you to start setting some goals, but remember, if a goal is not in writing, it is simply a conversation. It must be in writing and it must have a deadline. Here are a few guidelines for setting goals. Oh, by the way, you need a will also. Goals must be specific. I want you to be specific and include details, but start rough. When you start rough, for example, you want a Mercedes. You don't have to get into the details about what color, what options, that sort of thing. Just write it down. Make your first list huge. What kind of home do you want? What you want for your family? College education? Spend more time? Travel? Anything you can think of. You can come back later and prioritize them and set them up as to what you want in 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, then 3, 5, 10, 20, 30-year goals. The more goals you have, the happier you will be, the longer you will live, and the more prosperous you will be. Goals must be believable. Remember this, your goals must be believable by you or you will not pay the price. They must be believable, they must be just out of your reach, but you must know you can reach them if you really strive to do it. Goals must be measurable. You cannot set a goal to be financially independent. There is no way you can measure that. You need to set a goal for the amount of income you want per month, per year, the amount of equity you want in properties, 1, 3, 5, 10, and 20 years. It must be measurable. That way, you can break it down to what I call reduce it to the ridiculous. If you know you want to earn $100,000 a year, you know that is $8,333 per month. One of the things I have learned is successful people set their goals quickly and they make adjustments as they go along. Just like successful people make decisions quickly. They do not vacillate in indecision or what I call sometimes get marred up in a funk of negativity. Goals must be congruent. Your goals must be congruent with your actions. You cannot set a goal to work harder, longer hours, and a goal to spend more time with your family. Those are not congruent. They must be congruent with your actions. Visualize what you want. Another good thing that will help you with your goals is to visualize what you want. If you see yourself as already having achieved the goal, you will fake out your mind and your mind sees the goal as already having been achieved. It's called fake it till you make it. I used to do this all the time. Just take a minute or two each day and think about life as it is with your goals already accomplished. It's really easy when you get used to it. Work your goals. The next thing you want to do is work your goals, work on the priority that moves you closer to your goals every day. Number your goals and have a why. Number your goals in the order of importance. Not only is the goal important, but so is the reason. Sure, you want a car, but why do you want the car? Sure, you want more money, but why do you want money? You want to be able to spend more time with your family. You want to be able to travel. You want to buy a Mercedes. You want to have an oceanfront condo or send your children to the best college. Whatever it is, the reason must be there. The reason is more important than the goal itself. Review, monitor, and make adjustments. Another thing you need to do is review, monitor, and make adjustments on your goals. You have to be flexible. Some things are not going to happen. You have to face that. But you need to continuously strive to get better every day. If you will work harder on yourself than you do on your job, then you will always be growing. Remember that last sentence and write it down as it's worth repeating. The goals must have a deadline. As I mentioned first, your goals must have a deadline. A goal without a deadline is just a conversation. When beginning to set your goals, I want you to set your goals in four basic areas. Financial. you will need goals set based on income, equity, or net worth and cash flow. All of these are financial goals. Fitness. This is your health. If you don't feel good, chances are that you are not working at your maximum capacity. So I want you to set some fitness goals to stay healthy. Remember, an apple a day. What if that is right and you're not doing it? Start small though. You don't try to tackle all of these at once, but you need to be healthy not only for you, but for your family as well. Family. Set family goals. What is an example of a family goal? Maybe you want to take 4 vacations a year. Maybe you want to visit a new state 3 times a year or 5 times a year. Maybe you want to go see the grandparents 2 or 3 times a year, but maybe not. Anyway, you get the point. Faith. You need to set some spiritual goals, some faith goals. I'm not going to get into a lot of detail about that, but that will help you along your way. Remember, if you slip in one area of your goals, you are probably slipping in some other areas. Another thing I want you to think about is the people you associate with. Take a minute and think about this. If you think about your 10 closest friends' annual salary and divide it by 10, then that is pretty close to what you make. I'm not telling you to get rid of your friends. All I am saying is whom you associate with is who you are like. So please keep that in mind. Don't get rid of your friends, just get some more that are where you want to be financially. Most of the people I hang out with now, we all make over $500,000 a year. That just blows me away. I never imagined I could make that kind of money. Well, I guess I could, as we are talking about goal setting and visualization, aren't we? And setting up your goals, as I mentioned before, I want you to reduce everything down to the ridiculous. In other words, for example, if you want to make $100,000 a year, you would break it down like this. 100,000 divided by 50 weeks per year, that leaves 2 weeks for vacation. That is $2,000 per week. And if you work an average of 40 hours per week, that is $50 per hour. Take $50 per hour times 40 hours per week times 50 working weeks in a year, and that will give you $100,000. The goal here, then, is not to do any task during your 40-hour work week that is going to yield you less than $50 per hour results. Focus on your high-priority, high-payoff task. Don't be doing trivial things yourself if it is something you can pass off to someone else.